Well, hi and good day everyone, and first off, April today, Sunday, 1st April, and a very happy Palm Sunday to everyone. It's just approaching 6 o'clock in the morning, and we have come down to our favourite car boot sale. This is the one my wife does for charity, and it's a really fantastic place to be on a good day, and it looks like it's going to be a good day. Very cold this morning, it's about minus 2 degrees here just now. We were up at 3:30 this morning. Yes, madness, I know. Car had all been packed yesterday afternoon, and we headed down, drove down at warp speed and got here, and we've got the space we normally get, so we're very, very happy. My wife's happy now. And we had a bit of an incident this morning. We got up this morning at 3:30, and my wife dives immediately into the shower as usual, and it's fed from the combi boiler, and the boiler pressure had dropped during the night. We have a slight leak in the radiator, so which meant the boiler didn't work. I was in blind panic trying to get it repressurised while she ran about in the scuddy screaming blue madness about Victor Meldrew, you know. You know the old Victor Meldrew saying, "I don't believe it." Well, both of us were doing that this morning, so but we got it powered up and we finally made it. So madness. But this cold air's woken me up now. I was really bad in the car there, sitting waiting to get in. So I'll keep you updated on how the day goes. The sun isn't up yet. The sky's going to light up a little bit, but maybe I'll go up before the sun gets up. And just got on with getting the things set up now. So I better go and get on with things. She'll be looking for me. See where I've got off to, and I'll keep updated through the day. Well, it's 7 o'clock now, and the sun's getting up in the morning. It's just coming over the hills. It's very, very cold. I'm sure it's much more than minus 2. It was really, really cold. Frost is on the grass, but the sun's going to get up, and it looks like it's going to be a lovely day, hopefully. I'll give you a little bit of geological information, if you will. The Clyde Valley is what we call the area of the Clyde, from New Lanark, which is a very historical place. You may have read about it or heard about it, which is several miles upstream from here, and where the Clyde comes down off the hills via waterfall to New Lanark, where the mills are, or the mills were. It's now a heritage place. And it zigzags, winds its way, meandering as well, all those things, till it gets, obviously, down to Glasgow. At this point, the river is only about 100 metres from where we are. I can actually see the misty haze coming up off the river, because it's actually the water's warmer than what the air is here. And at this point, the river really is only about 20 feet, well, maybe 30 feet across, and not very deep at all at this point, because it's really just gathering its momentum and gathering its feeds on the way down. But we're in an area called the Crossford, which is a lovely little village, and the Clyde Valley is famous for garden centres, many garden centres, and of course they've all got their tea rooms now, and there's adobes just along the road from here, which does just about everything. And it's also famous for its fruit and tomatoes. It's a famous thing in the spring when people talk about coming to the Clyde Valley to get their tomatoes for the spring, and then in the summer it's also famous for strawberry picking. So it's a beautiful area if you want to look up the Clyde Valley. Gorgeous place, and on a Sunday the people that come here, and not to the car boot, although it can be very busy here with visitors, but the Clyde Valley is absolutely chock-a-block with people on a Sunday, especially if the weather's nice. They just want to get out for a day, come along here and travel for over here, and drive up and down and visit, drop into all the garden centres and tea rooms. So it's a lovely, lovely area. Well, it's just after 7:30 now, and the sun did come up, but it's now clouded over. Would you believe it? Would you absolutely believe it? I thought we were going to get a beautiful morning. But anyway, so we've had a nice big hot cup of tea to heat us up and a couple of sandwiches. I feel much better now. And a chocolate biscuit. Energy boost. So I've just done my first wee scout round about in the car, see what's in any bargains to go for me. And you know what I love about the car boots when you do that in particular is you hear and you watch the wheeler dealers, you know the ones I'm talking about, you know, the regulars, the guys that are down first every day, waiting at the gates to open at 7 o'clock in the morning. And it's listening to the patter, you know. Oh yeah, I got a fantastic bargain. I just paid that, and I was, oh, did you get that? Oh, I got a better one last week. You know, I was at a different car boot, and I got this. Did you really? Yeah, another one chips in. Oh yeah, but what about my bargain that I got? And it's all trying to outbid, outdo each other, and it's really funny to hear. It's really funny to hear them. They think they're serious traders, these guys, and you know, they're just wheeler dealers. That's all they are. Pretend guys think they're great. Any jewellery, darling? Any perfumes, darling? That's him talking to the men. It's terrible. Okay, it's official. I have frostbite. Absolutely frozen. I do suffer from white finger syndrome, which means some of my fingers can be white even on a fairly warm day. But today, they're all white, even inside the big thin solate gloves. I should have had the thick solate gloves on. Oh, I have to now stick them down my trousers, try and throw them out. I've all done that, yeah. Well, 8:30, and the sun has finally broken clear of the clouds that were there, and it is blue sky everywhere. It's lifted the temperature from about minus 2 degrees to about plus 4 degrees within about 10 minutes. No exaggeration. Got the gloves off now. Toes are still frozen. But that's because there was a ground frost. You could see it in the grass. But everybody's now cheered up, feeling a lot better, getting chirpier. And it's just made a tremendous difference. Isn't the sun a wonderful thing? God, it's amazing. Beautiful, beautiful morning now. I feel a little bit chirpier now. Well, it's about 9:30 and it is now absolutely beautiful. It really is beginning to heat up now and people are beginning to pile in to have a look round about. So, and my wife's done quite well. She's quite happy. Once she gets a certain amount of money, she starts to put a smile on her face, and the smile on my wife's face is the smile on my face. She picked up some pairs of brand new Carrymore winter boots. $74.99 they were, a pair. And she picked them up at the beginning of the year in a sale for, I think it was £5 or £6 a pair. This is the kind of thing she does, you know. She's got an eagle eye for bargains. So anyway, we've got them on the stall and selling them for £20 for a £75 pair of boots. And the number of people that I looked at them and said, oh, you've only got a 5, a 7 and an 8. And I'm a 9, or I'm a 4, or I'm a 6. Of course, that's what always happens. But as one guy came up and he says, oh, just what I'm looking for, £20, bargain. And I take an 8. I says, well, that's fine, we've got an 8 for you then. And I knew, looking at his feet, I says, they ain't going to fit. So I sat him down, I had a deck chair, and I says, I don't think they'll fit your feet. He says, I'll get them in. So he was determined, and he rammed his foot into this boot. And I says, I don't think they're going to be comfortable. I said, I'm quite happy to get the sale, but I'd rather you didn't go away, and, you know, and they'll not fit you. Oh, he says, no, they're fine. Of course, his wife's saying, I think they're too small for you. And, no. And so we persevered, even laced them up. Then they decided to go walk about in the grass. And I said, you can't do that. They're brand new boots. Come back. Stand on the polythene. And he came back. She said, yeah, they're a boonie, but it'll be fine. Do you know, I couldn't even get them off his feet. That's how tight you're forced them on. It was so determined to get these boots that once I took the laces out, they wouldn't come back off his feet. And it was both me and his wife tugging at the boot while he was trying to hold himself onto the deck chair. What a fool. Needless to say, not a sail, but my goodness, what people will do, you know. And of course, he's probably stretched about an 8.5 now. He'd probably have sore toes all day. But then again, that's what I said the last time. It's what people do at car boots. It's funny. It's just you get frustrated sometimes, you know. But then you end up laughing at it all. It's all good fun. Some sounds of the car boot. Well, it's just after 1 o'clock now, and we are packing up. It was a good day. Actually, it was a very good day. And we normally stay to about 2 o'clock, but the crowds are just beginning to drift away now. It's still early in the season. The big weekend is next weekend, Easter weekend, when this place will be, weather permitting, will be absolutely buzzing. You'll be lucky to get a space if you're not down here before 8 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, so a very good day. Another point to note, tattoos, just before I finish. Tattoos, people have tattoos, little ones, big ones, multiple ones. And you do notice them in public, but at car boots, when you are standing or sitting watching everybody going by, that's when you notice it. The number of people here, in particular today, who were freezing with the cold, especially earlier on. There's a bit of wind now, it's not quite cool, but warm in the sun. But earlier on, there were so many people that were absolutely frozen. You could see the ladies, the women, the girls. Simply because people with tattoos tend to dress according to where the tattoos are. Have you noticed that? So if they've got one across their shoulders, they tend to wear sleeveless tops or shorts. If they've got them down their legs, they wear either shorts or three-quarter length shorts. If they've got them in arms, well, bare arms completely up to the shoulders. One lady had a big something like an eagle, but it was a horrible colourful thing. It was right across her chest. I don't mean her breasts, I just mean the top of her chest. And she had a low-cut dress and no sleeves in it. Certainly because she wants to show off her tattoos. And she was freezing solid, absolutely. You could see her shivering, trying to hold herself. Why do people do that? I don't mean why do people get tattoos, but do they want to get tattoos and then say, well, I have to dress, no matter what the weather is, every time I go out, I have to show off all my tattoos. I mean, some of the people out there in particular, women and girls, they're going to end up going about in bikinis in the middle of the winter because they're tattooed everywhere. I don't know if they're going to show, what's the point of spending all that money and all that pain if you're not going to show them off to everybody, all and sundry, no matter where you go, no matter what the weather is. I think it's sad. I'm not saying it's sad to get tattoos, although I tend not to agree with over-tattooing. But I just think it's sad that they do not dress according to the weather, simply because they need to show off their tattoos. And that, to me, is sad. So on that poignant note, I will complete this boo, and I'm just going to get ready now, wash my hands and head off home. And that will be the end of this boo. So it's been a good day, it's been worth coming down, and it's always fun. Car boots are always fun. Bye for now.